Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sports the Max is on the air. I've got one question for you as we await the verdict in the Kim Potter trial. Do you think she's innocent or do you think she's guilty? That's it. 651-461-9226. Do you think Kim Potter is guilty, as the prosecution asserts, or do you think that she is innocent, as the defense asserts, and why? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We are sitting here, and there's all kinds of different theories about a hung jury, a mistrial, all those things. We really don't know what's going on behind closed doors. The only thing that we know is, you know, you can't help but think, well, what's it like for all the people involved in this trial? And everything's hanging in the balance. I have no idea. And you try to handicap it, and you get different theories and different reasons, and, you know, and then people go back and they say, well, it took 10 hours for Chauvin and 11 hours for Knorr and all these things to come back with a verdict. Why so long this time? And we really don't know. We'll find out eventually, but we don't know. But I think most of you have had a chance to invest yourself in this case one way or the other, and you've decided. You've decided she's either innocent or she's guilty of shooting Dante Green, intentionally or not. 651-461-9226. And the reason that I throw out what sounds like a very simple question is this. I am amazed at the complexities of the answers that I've heard to that question over the last several months. I am absolutely amazed as I've talked to people with a number of different backgrounds, live in a number of different places, have seen the same things that everybody else has seen, and they come to different conclusions. And you listen to each one defend themselves, and they do it with passion and vigor and a core belief that this is exactly what happened based on what they saw. And then somebody else sees the exact same thing, and they come to a completely different conclusion. So I ask you tonight, is Kim Potter guilty or innocent of the charges? 651-461-9226, and then support your argument and tell me why. Either way, tell me why. Tell me why you believe what it is that you believe. Let's go to Larry and Candy Yohai. Larry, you're on.
Yeah, I believe Kim is innocent. The way that she came across on her explanation, and it was an accident as far as I can see, just one of them things that happens. And, you know, that's all there is to it. And I think she should be set free.
So do you think she should be set free, or do you think there should be some punishment for right or wrong, grabbing the wrong gun?
I think she should be set. Betsy, it was an accident as far as I can tell, you know, and sure, she's a police officer, but accidents can happen all the time, and they do every day.
All right. Larry, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Mike.
You Bye. Bet. 651-461-9226. And I guess the second part to that question, the second piece to it is, there are people that would come to the conclusion that it was an accident, and then the next question is negligence reason to put somebody behind bars? If you make a mistake, even if you didn't intend to, should you be set free or should you do some time? And these are the conversations that are being had everywhere, at least where I am. And I can't believe the passion with which people speak on this issue. And what really, really intrigues me is that everybody's seeing the same stuff. They're seeing the exact same video. If they watch the court proceedings, they're seeing the exact same court proceedings. They're seeing the same witnesses. They're seeing whatever it is, they're seeing the same. Whatever it is that they want to access, they're seeing the same. And they are coming to different conclusions. Seeing the same evidence, they're coming to different conclusions. And I ask myself, how does that happen and why? And what basis do they have? Where are they coming at this from? That they would be so divergent in how they feel about what really happened. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Julie in Minneapolis. Julie, you're on Sports to the Max with a little diversion tonight.
Yeah. See, Mike, I think I feel passionately down the middle, if that's humanly possible.
Explain this one to me, Julie.
Mildly negligent.
You what's that now?
I feel passionately kind of down the middle. I've read a lot. I've heard a lot. I've seen a lot. I didn't see the whole video. I think she's somewhat negligent. I don't think she's 100% innocent or 100% guilty. If I were the judge, if this is possible, I'd assign her to 2 or 3 years in jail. I think she's mostly innocent. But, yeah, I think she was a little reckless. Does she have to be found either 100% innocent and set free or 100% guilty? Do you know how that works, Mike?
That's a really good question that I've been trying to get an answer to because I got more confused today when I was asking that same question because they said grounds for, in other words, if she is convicted of this, then there's a sentencing guidelines. And so then the judge can take that into consideration and whatever. But there's kind of a minimum within those sentencing guidelines based on whatever the judge feels is suffice. Do you know what I'm saying?
So do you know what the minimum is?
I don't know because I don't know. There's different things they could convict her of is what I'm saying. And the reason that some people say one of the things could be a mistrial is that then you could come back and try it. And if you're Ellison, you could say, well, we're going to try it again and we're going to ask for this instead of that because we think that's a more provable case.
That's
the kind of stuff that I've been hearing today. Now, I got to be honest. I thought by this juncture I was going to have this attorney on because I thought we'd have a verdict rendered. And we don't.
Uh-huh.
And so we're just kind of picking it up from here. And I thought to myself, if they're arguing back there, that is the jury, I'm not surprised because I hear people in the public arguing all the time about whether she's innocent or guilty.
I think it's going to take several days, Mike. I think it's going to be several days.
Well, but not necessarily. And here's the other piece of information that I gathered along those lines was, if you, let's just say you got 9 jurors that feel this way and 3 jurors that feel the other way, and the 3 jurors that feel the other way say, we can go for 20 years. We ain't changing our opinion. Okay? We saw the same body of evidence that you did, and we're not changing our opinion. At some point in time there, and if they're committed to that, and they say, you can sell us any way you want. It's kind of like the vaccine thing, right? It doesn't matter. We're not changing our opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent. Then you've got a hung jury. So these are the things that I'm learning as I go along as well. Julie, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
651-461-9226. Is Kim Potter guilty or innocent? Let's go to Roger in New Hope. Roger, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, Roger.
Hello.
Yep,
yes.
You there?
Yes, I hear you. In my opinion, the jury, I'm not a jurist, so I wasn't there. I can't speak for them. I speak for myself. That she said she's so sorry. I think anybody who has committed a crime, almost everybody would say they're sorry if they're sitting on a stand and they're life is going to be sentenced to prison or something. But to me, at 26 years of experience and the size of the gun versus the size of the taser, the color of the taser, all this adds up. She made a mistake. That's too bad. That's terrible she made a mistake. The mere fact that she just killed somebody, that's the point to me. And if this goes, if she gets off of this and is innocent, the policemen across our country can say, I can kill anybody and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
But
it can't go that far.
It's not true, though, because in this city, we already proved that that's not good enough, because Chauvin, he didn't testify and say he was sorry, but the point being, he didn't get off.
Well, that's another case.
Right, but I'm saying that you will not have license to do that just because of an innocent verdict. You would not get that because we have seen different cases, and we saw Noor go to prison as well, and he could have said he was sorry as well, and it didn't matter. So the fact that if she gets off and is innocent, that's no license to any police officer, I don't think.
Well, it's just my opinion. I can't... argue against you. It's just my opinion. I think she's guilty. Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. Let's go to Rick in Chaska. Rick, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, hi there, Mike. You know, my opinion is, you know, she's innocent, I think. And we have to remember one thing. When you get pulled over by a police officer, state patrol, anybody, you know, you're not going to... If anybody flees or does not what they're told to do, whenever, you know, a person gets pulled over, what's the first thing you should do? Put your hands on the steering wheel, stop the vehicle and put it in park, put your hands where the police officer can see them, and then talk to them. Do what you're supposed to do. If Dante Wright would have done what he was supposed to do, would be stop, put the car in park, put your hands on the steering wheel, and listen to what the officer has to say. Whether good or bad, this never would have happened. But unfortunately, he didn't obey what you're supposed to do. And that's the bottom line. So
is that the bottom line, though, or is the bottom line she should have known it was a taser versus a gun?
Well,
what's the bottom line here? Is the bottom line that he should have known, or is the bottom line that she should have known?
Well, you know, okay, let's just go another scenario. So if your hands aren't on the steering wheel and you've got somebody that's, you know, agitated or not following the rules, these police officers, they're as scared as the people that are being pulled over. They don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, I guess if she grabbed her gun instead of her taser, I mean, if these, you know, people that are getting pulled over aren't doing what they're supposed to do, you know, the officers, they're scared. They're in, you know, with everything that goes on nowadays, I mean, they're afraid of their life. So I think it was a mistake. It was an honest, you know, like I'm going to say it's an honest mistake. I mean, she grabbed her gun instead of her taser. Well, you know what? If you're doing what you're supposed to do in the first place, it wouldn't happen. So these officers, they take their lives into their hands every doggone day. And, you know, it was a mistake, you know, but here again, if you do what you're supposed to do, this never would have happened.
Rick, thank you for your call. Let's go to Neil in Newport. Neil, you're on. Neil, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I think there's kind of two sides of the story. You know, a lot of people feel like they're, profiled, whether it's the color of their skin or the car they drive or how they dress. And then you have the other side that thinks, well, you know, we're just trying to do our thing and, you know, obey the rules. And at the end of the day, it's all about, you do have to comply. You have to listen to, you know, what the rules are. And unfortunately, things got out of control.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, Neil, and I have great sympathy for what you said, but if you're sitting as a juror, you either have to convict or let her go. I mean, there is no, hey, both sides to this and that. Eventually, you got to make a ruling.
Yes, you do. Exactly.
You're either guilty or you're innocent. And as much as a lot of us see both sides to the story, you can see both sides of the story, but you have to render a verdict.
Yes, and I think they need to look at, you know, did she violate the law as far as, you know, using deadly force or a taser in that matter? Was it okay to do that? That's what they have to look at.
And I'm sure they have, but they already know all that stuff. Why are we sitting here a day later and they can't come to a conclusion? Because they already have that information.
Because I think, like everybody else, they're divided.
Absolutely. That's my point. And thank you for your call. We'll pick up this more phone calls on the other side. But you people are making my point. It's just amazing to me, the human condition in which we see things based on whatever it is. Our backgrounds, how we want to see things, how we want to interpret them. We see them, we interpret them based on the facts. Well, everybody thinks they've come to a conclusion based on the facts. Well, then why can we have two different conclusions if it's based on data? It gets a little complicated, doesn't it? That's why I'm here for you. Stay with us on Sports to the Max. Sports to the Max is the program, WCCO, the station, and our great listeners participating. It's a good combination. And the question is, as we await the jury and the deliberations continue, is Kim Potter guilty or innocent of the charges levied against her? Many of you have seen much, and many of you have seen what the jury has seen. And so if they're sitting in the back and they can't come to a conclusion, why would they not be able to? If it's based on the same facts that you saw, and most of you have an opinion on whether she's guilty or innocent. Let's go to Travis on line one. Travis, you're on. Travis, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Thanks for having me. She is totally innocent. I just can't believe Keith Ellison would even bring this, any charges against her. You know, it's unfortunate what happened. Everybody makes mistakes. Prison is for criminals, bad people. She's not a bad person. I don't believe she should go to jail. And I think we need criminal reform, not police reform.
Is it possible, though, that she's a good person and she's a good cop and she made a mistake and you still have to pay for your mistake?
That's just such a fine line. I don't believe it should warrant going to jail, and we all make mistakes. It's just unfortunate for everybody. You know, the lot of people's lives have been ruined. All he's got to do is take the ride down. You do the crime, you pay the time, you know. None of this happens.
Travis, thank you for your call.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Tyrone on line two. Tyrone, you're on.
Hi, thank you, Mike. You got to follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, terrible things happen. You know, she made a huge mistake. She showed instant remorse. So, of course she's got to pay maybe a year. It's ridiculous. Follow the rules, this crap won't happen.
But is it fair to say she needs to follow the rules of policing, too, and should know the difference between a taser and a gun?
It was a chaotic scene.
Understood.
She couldn't help what happened. She showed instant remorse.
Tyrone, thank you for your call. I get it. And that's why I wanted to bring this topic up. Because you can hear in the people. They feel strongly about this one way or the other. Let's go to Mark in Stillwater. Mark, you're on Sports to the Max as we ask the question, is Kim Potter innocent or guilty? Mark, go ahead.
Okay. The way I see it is... I think she knew that she had her gun, and she went to all these Catholic schools. I went to Catholic schools. What I was taught was that if you do something really bad, like shoot somebody, you can't do that without hurting yourself and your own soul. And so her being sad about it afterwards would be... would reflect that, it would be normal. to feel bad about it afterwards, but it was poor judgment. I was a security guard. I carried a gun. I knew where my gun was. I tried to hold restraint and not use it many times. Okay? I think I wasn't in her shoes, but she shot him with her gun. She was trained, you know, where her gun was. I don't think she gave it a lot of thought, but then afterwards, yeah, then it hits you pretty hard. And that's too bad, but she's, you know, you just, she's, it's not, she shouldn't, you shouldn't do, you got to hold them responsible at some point. I think punishment would be due.
Okay.
I mean,
you're saying guilty. I gotcha. Yep. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Mark, thank you for your call. Let's go to Cindy in Tracy, Minnesota, which is, if you're not familiar, is not far from Milroy. No, Cindy dropped off. Let's go to Rod in Rice Lake. Rod, you're on.
Yeah. From the way she showed remorse and everything, this is very sad. Number one, anytime you're black in this country, that is a chalk against you. I'm white, but that's reality. And so a black is going to act generally more hyper because they know what they're up against. I'm not, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, whites are no good. And black, that ain't what I'm saying. I'm white, but she has to get something out of this, at least to recognize that you can't make a mistake like this, whether it be 5 years in prison and 5 years probation or something like that.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Jack in Minnetonka. Jack, you're on Sports to the Max on WCCL.
Yes, I'm finding this very interesting. And first of all...
Now, are you keeping track? Because it's about 50-50 right now.
Well, I'm not really... My point is that, first of all, the person can't be found innocent, and you've been saying they can either be found not guilty or innocent.
They can either be found guilty or not guilty, is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah. You have a presumption of innocence that you carry through.
Yeah, so either you're guilty or you're not guilty. I got you. But everybody knows what I'm talking about, because that's what communication is. You put a word innocent in there because that's exactly the word that people are drawn to, because that's the way they see this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just technical. I tried the Piper trial to run my specialist, so I know a little bit about the
law.
The interesting thing is, I think that, you know, if you're in a car accident...
This is Ron Meshbesher, right?
No, I tried the trial. My Piper trial's Ron.
Ron isn't here with us anymore. This is who? Yeah.
Jack Benson. So, anyway, the point being is that if you're in a car accident, it's an accident, and you made a mistake, but you don't go to jail for it. And it seems to me, of course, that she made a terrible mistake, and the question is whether, apparently she panicked, and, you know, we do wrong things when we panic. And I think that, you know, you have to give some credence to the cops. Now, in recent cases, since the Floyd case, a lot of cops have quit, and the Minneapolis police station was allowed to be burned down.
Yes, it was.
And we've talked about, disbanding the police department. And a lot of...
But should that enter into this case, the fact that there'll be a negative reaction if she's found guilty?
Well, I think that it has a chilling effect upon police officers.
Jack, I'm not trying to rush you out of here, but we got to go because you can hear the music playing. We'll bring up this topic on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. Should that matter? It's just going to negatively affect police officers if he's guilty. I don't know. I'm going to expand on this when we come back, because we need to keep talking about this. Stay with us on Sports to the Max.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.